You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28 and verse 19, verse 17, sorry. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy beauty by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. You may never know that you are a proud person until you become something. You see, when a man is nothing, he thinks he is humble. You need to excel. You need to experience grace for you to see whether you are proud or not. That is why when you are nothing, pray to God that you will never be proud. Never be confident and say, yo, I will never be proud. Many preachers that you see on the pulpit today are full of themselves and they are proud. When they were nothing, they were begging God. They were begging God for people to come and listen to them. Immediately, crowd began to come to them. They are not the one mocking people. I say, some people, they have no crowd. Some people, they are meeting in dilapidated building. There was a man that sometime ago, he didn't even know where to go. He had no house. He had no ministry. He couldn't gather 5 people to listen to him. But then grace and mercy came unto him, and people began to listen to him because they came to actually listen to God. But before you know it, his heart is lifted up. Now he's abusing people that do not have crowd. Crowd is not the basis. But do you know something? Such a man will not even know that his heart is lifted. The scripture said, thy heart was lifted up. You see, the lifting of heart is a quiet thing that you don't notice. It's not as if your heart is going to physically be lifted. There's a lifting that takes place in your spirit. In your heart, it's very quiet and very subtle. You'll be saying things and you won't even know that it's pride. Do you know that the fact that they say you are beautiful can bring about pride? You may be the only one who has traveled abroad in your country, in your family rather. And before you know it, that becomes a basis of pride. You feel nobody can talk to you. They are all in Africa. You are in the U.S. Who are they to speak to you? What do they know? What have they seen? In anything that you excel, pride is usually knocking on the door. That is why, as God was giving Paul, even Paul, grace and revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, there was also a system in place to checkmate him so that he does not become proud. Paul said, so that I will not be proud by the abundance of revelation. That is the revelation of Jesus. How much more when people excel in the things of this world? That's why you see politicians make statements. They are very proud. You see athletes. They are very proud. Sport people, entertainers. Because they believe they've done something. They believe they are on top of the world. Their heart is lifted up. You must cry to God as a child of God and say, Lord, my heart must not be lifted. I tell you, it's very easy for your heart to be lifted. You may top your class and suddenly pride set in. You may not even know that you can be proud. You may not even know that you are proud. You will begin to talk down on people and you wouldn't know that you are doing that. And I tell you, particularly for preachers, because every preacher starts from zero. It is the grace of God. You remember Uzziah? The Bible says, and the Lord helped him marvelously. He became great. And then his heart became lifted. When I read that passage, I became afraid. I said, so a man's heart may be humble because it's nothing. But grace and the mercy of God can even make a man to be proud. Look at what he said. Thy heart was lifted because of thy beauty. Who created that beauty? It was God. He said, thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. He now said, I will cast thee down to the ground. God does not tolerate the proud. The Bible says God resists the proud. So if God gives you grace and that grace makes you proud, God himself will resist you. You must be careful. Whatever you have in life, whatever God has made you to become, remain humble. Remain humble. That's why Jesus said, the greatest among you must be the servant. The greatest is the servant. It's not the one that thinks he's on top of the world. May you receive grace to be humble in Christ Jesus. May you not perish. May God not be against you. May God not resist you because of pride. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.